This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. It's been discussed and studied more than once.
I got a nice report, plenty of paper. Nothing's happened.
But Metairie Senator Conrad Appel says it's time to consolidate governance of Louisiana higher education.
My bill is to go with one board, one single board.
Appel says lawmakers have tried to help higher ed do more with less, but
I don't see any progress. I don't see any possibility of progress, and I don't see any more money.
He also wants to break up what he calls the silos of power.
Every time we try to strengthen Regents, the systems come here and say, oh, don't strengthen Regents because they would intrude upon our turf. It's back to the silos.
There were objections.
I guess, Senator Appel, I'm here representing one of those silos.
Preston Castile is president of the Southern University Alumni Federation.
You've got here in the state of Louisiana something that you should be championing, the only HBCU system in America. Instead of saying that we've got an incredible jewel here, we've chosen instead to cripple it, to cut it as much as we possibly can. And then we come back and say, we should do away with this system because it's not performing at the level that it should.
West Monroe Senator Mike Walsworth observed,
I think it's more of an indictment on all of us that we've tolerated it. We're satisfied with being last, even in my own area. I mean, it's more about football than it is about teaching our kids. But when it's last place good football, we don't allow that and we throw the coach out.
And the Senate Education Committee voted to basically kick the whole coaching team out, advancing the one board bill. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.